Please be done.
Over and over and. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden attends the Phoenix Awards dinner tonight, hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington. The president blasted Republicans about the looming government shutdown.
There are those in Congress who are sowing so much division, they're willing to shut down the government. You know it better than anybody.
If a deal is not reached, that shutdown will begin in 1 week. The influx of asylum-seeking migrants crossing the U.S. southern border is still rising. City leaders in El Paso say they have reached a breaking point. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
The number of migrants crossing the border into El Paso continues to rise. Deputy City Manager Mario D'Agostino.
Around 6,500 in custody, 2,000 apprehensions a day, another 2,000 right now. It's foreseeable that we're going to see a large influx in over the next few days.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leaser announced the opening of a new 400-bed shelter to help keep down the numbers of those sleeping on the streets.
They're really full, and that's why it's become an emergency for our community.
Buses continue to take migrants from El Paso, five leaving headed for New York, Chicago, and Denver. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Strong winds and flooding from Ophelia is causing problems in shore towns along the East Coast.
The main problem with the remnants of Ophelia is that in coastal towns, high winds prevented waters from receding in the bay. So at high tide, there was some flooding. Dean Iovino, a forecaster at the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, New Jersey, says it could take some time for that water to clear out.
Water levels will remain high. There'll be some spotty, at least some lingering spotty flooding. And we could see another round of some minor flooding with tomorrow afternoon's high tide. So this will probably not be entirely over until Sunday evening.
Hadass Kuznets for CBS News, Philadelphia.
The United Auto Workers strike has spread to 38 locations in 20 states. Justin Blanchard is a shop chair for the UAW at Stellantis.
They have no problem giving the CEOs, you know, $30 million a year, but heaven forbid they spread that wealth around, that money around with the people who make the company run.
More than 18,000 UAW union members are now striking, but that's only about 12% of the union's total membership. The hectic fashion season reaches its last stop in Paris on Monday, with the biggest intrigue being whether beloved brand Balmain can recover from the theft of 50 outfits last week. A driver reported to the fashion brand that he was attacked by a group of people about a week ago. The spring-summer 2024 women's wear collections in Paris come with buyers, bloggers, and influencers, a lot of them, who are still digesting the hundreds of new trends that were put forward in places like London, New York, and Milan all throughout this month. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night, second hour of Max Inc. Heavy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Cade. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Now three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, Dane County's most trusted name in real estate. Get your next home right now at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. It's just after 11 o'clock here. It is time for Essential Last Crack. This is Sensei. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Teach me, teach me, oh, yeah. Can you reach me? Yeah.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media. That was Three Ghost Sensei before that. What is your Essential Last Crack? I want to know what your two favorite songs from Last Crack are. You can email me right now, music@civicmedia.us. If I play your double dip of Last Crack, I owe you a prize that will be determined later. Could be some stickers, a shirt. Maybe I'll meet you at a bar. We'll have a drink and discuss life. It'll be great. Essential Last Crack. I want to know what yours is right now. music@civicmedia.us. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to the last hour of Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in the playlist, we have some Saint Tragedy. We'll do that new Unbaddened Zen. I have a fun double dip of Mickey's. We'll hear the new one from Mickey Sunshine and Mickey Magnum. Right now, these guys have a show coming up in Milwaukee at The Bar, November 4th with Lockjaw. It's brand new, The Heroes Lie, and their song. Yeah.
the rivers of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures fleeing as they went. The Dark Lord is raising again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raised by the deaths. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his old throne. A tiny red light and a large shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die. Was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mix against shield, sword against blade, rainbow bonnet steep. Mix against shield, sword against blade, grand is disgraced. Mix against shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mix against shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Ron came down like thunder, the king died like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. Dark Lord roared with fury and began to
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon. The Rocks starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The earth. step out from the light. We just make these turns like there's no wrong or right. So sit back and enjoy the ride. It'll be one. Cause I am holding on for my own tempted life. I can't resist the urge to step out from the light. We just make these turns like there's no wrong or right. So sit back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That's Bad Year and Paranoid Failure. Brand new A Bad Zen is pretty kick-ass. I hope you enjoy it. I do. Abstinence in Adolescence. Brand new A Bad Zen on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Forward.
can't be
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Some classic Government Zero here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I can't believe that album is like 12 years old now or something like that. That's ridiculous. We don't even want to think about age anymore. Help Desk before that with Red Alert. We heard some Bad Year in there. Saint Tragedy with their Glorious Goodbye. This is my glorious goodbye to you. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back again next week and every week, 10 to midnight. The best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin and from around the Midwest. We're going to leave you with some Brash Menagerie now. What's That Siren? On Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music.
flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you walk by. You make me wanna throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be your new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Heartless, I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart off from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall, fall, fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all. Right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
Was just someone curious me. I think we could be something. So my heart to sleep. I'm not been losing sleep. So just someone curious me. I think we could be something. So my heart I'm curious me.
Come out, go vote. Wear me like your favorite clothes. Say you love me. Everybody needs to know. Dress or tea, baby. You're made for me.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.